Tornet in Boppard, 1796 to 1842. Michel Tornet was born on the 2nd of July 1796 in Boppard. He was the son of the tanner and carpenter Franz Anton Tornet, who came from Andernach. He took over his father's carpentry workshop in 1819 and married the butcher's daughter Anna Maria Gras in April of the following year. 13 children were born in Boppard as a result of this marriage. First, the Tornets lived in the Balz by a small square between the alleys, Steingasse and Putzgasse. Before 1833, the family had moved into a more spacious property in Franziskanergasse. Tornet's workshop expanded. Already in September 1837, he purchased, together with pharmacist Genius, the so-called Michelsmühle. There he ran a glue factory from December 1838 until September 1841. He himself was mentioned in the list of most highly taxed citizens of Boppard in 1841. In August of the same year, he presented his furniture at a trade exhibition in Koblenz. So impressed was the Austrian State Chancellor Prince Metternich that he invited Tornet to his Johannesburg palace. In March 1842, Tornet placed an advertisement for 5 to 6 assistant cabinet makers for his factory of pressed furniture. In September 1842, he is said to have employed approximately 20 to 25 workers. In this month, he presented furniture at the trade exhibition in Mainz. Several drawn bonds with notaries in Boppard and Koblenz since 1838 point to financial difficulties. As the inventor of a process for making furniture out of bent wooden veneer slats boiled in glue, he was unsuccessful in his attempt to patent the process in 1840. He also tried to apply for foreign patents and in doing so pay off his debts, but this too came to nothing. Therefore, in the spring of 1842, he accepted Metternich's offer to come to the Vienna court. During his absence, his eldest son Franz looked after the businesses in Boppard. In 1843, he organized the auction of his father's property assets, paid off a part of his father's debts with the 1,246 thalers earned in revenue, and also travelled to Vienna.